Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part 2 of Private Parts. Still here with the lovely Rosie Ramsey. Now, Rosie, okay, few things we got to talk about. Firstly, hello, sellout tour. Hello, not just any tour, Wembley.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah.
Talking.
Sorry. Yeah. Just going to get back down to my knee again.
Oh, don't. That was one of the best days of my life.
Go from the very beginning. You guys start a little podcast together called Shag Marry Annoyed. It immediately goes to number one in the UK charts, which is a pretty hard feat in itself, and stays there for 3 years. What are you on now? Your 4 years
coming up? That really annoyed you.
Yeah, furious.
Fucking years.
I think it'll be three years in February, I think. Yeah,
and it's still,
bloody hell,
still top podcast every single week. No, don't say sorry. You know what?
I know.
I've come to terms with it. It doesn't matter. But it is unbelievable. And now, so you do that. So where does it all begin from? So how does it all start?
So I'd worked in radio before we did the podcast. Before I had Robin, I worked on Capital in the Northeast. And so I had that background and I wanted to kind of expand on it. And we used to do Facebook Lives. Well, Chris used to do Facebook Lives to promote his tour. And I would kind of be in the background. And then we used to kind of chat on there. And it got loads of views. It got loads of interaction. And we were like, we should do something together, but something not, you know, not huge, whatever. And podcasts have been going for years. I've been corrected many, many times. But I didn't know much about them at this time. So I was like, let's try a podcast. You know, not many people listen to podcasts. Why? It'll be fine. So we said we were going to do 6 episodes. And we did the 6 episodes. And it got such a good response that we just kept going. And Chris didn't want to do it, FYI.
Did he not?
Nah, he wasn't up for it at all.
Why?
I think he didn't know what they were. And I think he was just sort of like, why do it? And he had a lot going on. And I think I was just like, let's give it a shot. No one will listen if it's just me. And then so I kind of used his name of comedy
who's in charge?
Rosie's in charge.
You call the shots.
Yeah. I prep everything. He just turns up. It's like, he just turns up and chats. A bit like me doing this today. It's really, really nice because I don't know. I'm kind of just like, yeah, this is lovely. Chris does that on our podcast, so he has no idea what's going on. And the shows as well.
I kind of do that on this one.
Do you? It's nice, isn't it?
Can sometimes really catch you off guard.
Yeah. Like, oh, have you discussed this?
Prime Minister, how are you?
Do you not know who's going to interview?
There was one guest, Rosie, they came on and
They were from a reality show, and Mitt didn't know who they were, and he was going, yeah, big fans of the show. And we do it in person as well normally, but obviously because you're up in the northeast, so we can do it. So he was just like, yeah, I loved it, loved it, loved it.
Like, please, can you do the introduction again so I can hear who they
are?
Like,
can we not talk about such specific stuff to the show? Just maybe move on to more like esoteric questions. Just like...
What's your dog called? Yeah.
But Rosie, it's so... But the amazing thing, which I find, is that also, so firstly, I don't know if you follow Rosie on Instagram, but all you listeners who are listening right now do. Rosie is possibly the funniest person on social media. I'm not just saying that because honestly, it's genius. And she now has more followers than Chris, which makes me, how furious was it when he took over? Slowly, really annoyed.
Bitter day in the Ramsay household. he does not fall on there. If he did more, he'd probably have more, but he does nothing on there. So it's his loss.
But you guys then, you've done this tour and we all know doing a tour. Chris has done comedy for years. Oh, it's shame for him. Can you now follow me on Instagram after all of our years of friendship? I don't think you follow me.
We're not quite there yet.
Okay, fine. But you guys, you know, Chris has been doing comedy for years. Yeah. You know, Chris, you did a really successful comedian. But not, I'm
but
naive.
Not as successful as you, right?
Well, no, but he's not selling Wembleys and O2s and things like that. That is a different league. What is it? 15,000, 25,000? How many tickets in an arena like that?
So Wembley was 10 or 11, I think.
That's mental.
Yeah, the O2 is, I think, nearly 20. Still a couple of tickets left for the O2. It's not fully sold out yet, but it's getting there. It's getting there. It will be, I think, hopefully, by the time we do it.
Okay, and be honest, you walk on stage, and there's that many people. Is it nerve-wracking?
Yes and no. Me and Chris have talked about this because it is, before you go on, it's kind of like, holy shit, like this is, you know, before Wembley, I was like, this is Wembley. This is, you know, like Beyonce was on the dressing room wall and all this shit. I was like, this is crazy. But then I don't know whether Chris and I have got something missing in our brain where once I'm on stage, I kind of forget that everybody's there. Does that make sense?
That could be quite awkward. Shagging on stage.
Getting naked. Oh, God. Whoa, sorry.
Sorry, guys. You've actually bought a ticket for our live sex show. Yay! No, it's not that bad. But we are extremely relaxed on stage and it's a bit weird.
I guess something about doing that with your partner must be quite like comforting, knowing that you've got like your best buddy on stage with you.
You know, I know that he's got my back and I've got his back. It's really nice. Yeah, it's lovely doing it together, actually. We were worried about it.
But also, you guys are funny. Yeah, and Rose, you're calming. Like, we've met a few times and you're very calming as a person. So I think, you really are. And so I think with you, you don't overthink stuff. I think you sort of go, plus you're a performer, right? So you perform before so you can go to your singing and things like that. And maybe you think, what's the worst that can happen? Like, what's really going to happen on stage and everyone's here? But it's just a lot of 20,000 people.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. Hello, ho, ho. Hello. And you're just two people with microphones on stage.
Yeah. It is crazy. It's so, so nice and such a good feeling that people have bought to come and see us. And something really magical about doing it is that everybody has listened, most people have listened to the podcast, so they know what to expect. And it's a great atmosphere. It's so much fun. Did you know, here's something for you. Did you know that when we did Newcastle Arena, the night that we did, two nights that we did, they sold the most alcohol that they've ever sold?
No, you're lying. I'm not lying.
In the history of Newcastle Arena.
And that was all you.
And it was just me. I was on a mad one.
That can't be true. In the history ever.
In history, we beat Oasis in the 90s.
You've got the best fans, so it was just all rackheads.
I know. But they were really well behaved. They were dead, like, they were quiet. There was no bother. It was quite
dangerous. That's so nuts.
It's crazy, isn't it?
There is a couple of things with that. Firstly, to get the record for the most booze ever spilled, that is unbelievable. Secondly, being in Newcastle and achieving that.
Yeah.
And thirdly, for the actual arena, they are loving that.
Because, I know.
Because they are cashing in. they are cashing in on you guys, so they're going to be welcome back anytime you want. They would love... Listen, life is achieving things, right? You kind of want to like have like things in your life that you want to do. For entertainers, selling out arenas within UK, you can't get much better than that. And you're doing... I was standing at the station and go, holy fuck. When I did a podcast tour, we couldn't even sell out Southport, which was like, which was like a 400-person theatre. And there was someone in the front row. There's about 10 people in the audience. And one person in the front row just heckling me the whole time. And I was like, shut up. You have 20,000 people. Do you not stand on stage and go, shit, this is intense. And also, does Robin realise what you guys are doing?
He's got an idea. He knows that we do a podcast. I don't think he knows what a podcast is. So when people stop us in the streets and say hello, he always goes, who's that? And I go, oh, they listen to the podcast. Oh, no, he goes, who's that? Do they listen to the podcast? And I go, oh, yeah, they do. But I don't think he knows what a podcast is.
That must be so frustrating because when you're that age and your mum stops to talk to someone, you're like, oh, fucking hell, hurry up. Like,
we just get stopped all the way along, all the way along Newcastle.
Do you get stopped all the time?
It's getting more and more. Usually when we're together, when me and Chris are together, it's like, because I think when you see one person, you kind of go, is it? Is it not? But then when you see us both together, it's like, yes, it is. It is them because that's who they're with. And, you know,
Nice. I think it goes... I honestly think you've got the big angel on the hill, whatever it was.
Angel of the North. Angel on the hill.
You've got the angel on the hill.
Angel of the North, yeah.
And then just behind that is Chris and Rosie Ramsey, Anton Deck and Paul Gascoigne and Alan Shearer. That is honestly what it is.
Racking your brains from Northern Stars.
And Morrison's.
Do you know what's so mental? So South Shields, where we're from, there's like so many people from South Shields. Two of Little Mix are from South Shields. Jaden Perry. Yeah.
Yes.
Sarah Millican. Comedian
Love
Sarah Millican.
Her. Love
Joe,
her.
Joe McKeldry, our Joe from X Factor.
X Factor, yeah.
Chris and I. There's probably more if I really
What are you drinking up there? What is going into that?
We drink talent juice.
Oh, there it is. Oh, we drinking in like souls.
Otherwise known as Carling.
Yeah, Carling. Black label. Sick.
But also, humans, it's quite hard to sometimes be proud of ourselves, right? Like, it's very hard. We all have imposter syndrome. We all have different things. But would you say you're now, that surely is a proud moment, right? Where you go, God, I'm quite proud, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I am. It is really strange to sit and go, I'm doing so well.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is great.
God, I'm funny. Yeah. God, I'm great. Yeah,
I don't think I'm that funny. Before we go on stage, every night I say to Chris, I'm like, I don't think I'm funny today. Because I sit in the dressing room and I go really inward before. Yeah. Before the podcast, I'm quite loud and I get all my energy out. But before the shows, I'm really insular. So Chris is like, are you okay? And I'm like, huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just put my makeup on, like, am I still funny? Is this going to, are people going to laugh? Like, it happens every single night. Just before I get on stage, and then I'll say something funny, and they'll laugh, and I'll go, okay, okay,
yeah, right. Yeah, okay. I'm funny,
I'm fucking,
yeah. I'm funny. But also, you haven't, you know, Chris, it's come to me. Chris's season pro, right? He's done it.
Yeah,
you haven't done it.
No.
So to go on stage, and it's not where they go baby steps. You know, they will say, oh, with because you're basically what you're doing is stand-up comedy, pretty much, right? That's pretty much what you're doing in a sense. You're putting on a show and it's stand-up comedy. And they say, oh, you haven't done, South Shields pub where you haven't done that. You've gone straight from your living room, straight to the O2, which is quite
crazy.
A big old jump to go to.
It is crazy. It is crazy, especially doing this where it's just kind of chatting and making people laugh. I'm used to singing and dancing, so this is a completely different thing. And I think the most surrealist thing of it all is that I'm just being myself.
Yeah.
But I really like that.
You
I really
don't have to
love
be anyone else.
No, it's just me being me, and Chris allows me to be 100% me. And It's really cool.
But
really,
the funny, really the cool. greatest thing about your, because obviously I did Strictly with Chris, and Chris and I were really, really friendly with each other, and I just think he's amazing. And he told me the story, and you told me the story about how your relationship works so well. And one of the funniest things I love about you guys is that he has to hide your chocolate, which I think it's the same, mate. You'll love this. So what happens, resting with chocolate?
Must be really infuriating.
But the mental thing is that I ask him to do it.
And then kick off when he does.
What's your rule? You have a rule, like, is it three times if you ask? You have to.
Do you have like a safe word almost?
No. We should actually. That's a good idea. So we buy.
Oklahoma.
I buy the chocolate. Cocoa beans. Cocoa beans. So I buy the chocolate. I give it to Chris, and I say, "Hide this, please," and then. When I'm really desperate for some chocolate, I have to ask. So I'll ask once and he'll go, "Are you sure?" And I'll go, "No, I would love a bar of chocolate. Yes, please go and get it." And he goes, "Are you sure though?" And sometimes I'm like, "No, I don't." Okay, it's worked. Well done, it's worked. But then the third time I'm like, "Get me the fucking chocolate."
Got him by the scruff of the neck.
Yeah. Now. And I found his hiding place a few times though.
Sorry. You go hunting for your own chocolate.
He works away quite a lot, so I've had to go looking for it. Yeah. It's tragic, isn't it? I love chocolate, but I also want to be thin, so I'm like stuck in a lose-lose situation.
What's your favourite chocolate bar?
Dairy Milk.
Okay. Nice.
I love Dairy Milk.
Why? What are you going to do? Leave a little trail to your house, Alex?
I know. Does your dad own Dairy Milk? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
I'm going to come to your show and just wave a Dairy Milk at you from the front. Completely fuck with the show because you're like, ah.
I don't want to get divorced, but I will.
I will go.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
But also, what I love about your podcast, and one of the stories that you once shared with me, because you get people writing in all the time, and one of the stories you shared with me, I have had to retell to other people, because, and I always credit you guys, but it's the one where the girlfriend or the wife thought there was a piece, so there was a worm hanging out. Can you tell this one?
So not many people have heard this one. So, we used it on the tour. We used it on one of the tour dates. So there's only a handful of people who know this story. So there was a lady who thought she had a worm hanging out of her backside, and she was like terrified and thinking, "What the hell's going on?" So she asked her partner to check, and when her partner checked, he pulled what she thought was a worm out, and it was actually the string from a joint of beef. She did. During that Sunday.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
So horrible, isn't it? How hungry must she have been? She literally must have shoveling her dinner in. Can you imagine? How do you eat that string? I'm sorry.
What other? And I know it's been in your podcast, but some of our listeners haven't listened probably to your one. What is one of the stories that sticks in your mind that you go, that is just... First, I want one which is just like bizarre, but one, what is the worst story, the most disgusting story?
Oh, the most disgusting. The most disgusting, which we didn't get complaints, but we got a lot of, I can't believe you've done that and blah, blah, blah. Oh, there's two, actually.
I can't tell them both. Tell them both. Okay. I can't wait.
So one of them was when a lady had a nipple piercing and she thought she had like a bit of string or something on the nipple piercing. So she cut it. It was actually the nerve.
Oh, no. Fuck. That was an absolute kill. Yeah.
I can't tell it.
It's
so horrible.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Wow. And the other one, which...
Oh,
which
my
people,
God, that makes me quiver. It's like I'm eating ice cream right in front. That's
horrible. Oh, the other God. One was about... Do you remember fish balls? Did you ever have fish balls when you were younger?
What are they?
It's a working class thing, clearly. When we used to go out, you'd get a big ball, like a plastic ball, they'd fill it with loads of spirits, and then it was a massive cocktail that everyone shared. What do you call it?
A fish bowl, yes. So I thought you said fish ball.
Oh, no, fish bowl.
No, it is. Yeah, fish bowl.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, a fish bell.
Fish bell.
Is that better if I talk like
this? Now I can
like
understand
this?
You.
Right,
now
okay,
I
can yeah. I'm kidding. What is the exact... I don't want to tell it wrong. But they had a fishbowl and I think they were doing dares and it was like, whatever happens, you have to drink this fishbowl. And somebody had like huckled, like spat.
Oh, like a greenie.
In the
fishbowl. Like...
Yeah. And then the other guy like...
No. Oh my God. That's actually one of my worst like nightmares.
It's horrible.
I couldn't do that.
I'm retelling it terribly, but the way that they wrote it, it was absolutely gross.
I had a friend called Nick who was at my school, and we went on a trip to Normandy for a school trip.
Of course we did.
To Normandy. We drove all the way there. It was actually an intense drive. Anyway, we're in the minivan, and Nick was sitting. You know, in like minibuses, you have seats which are together, and you have those single seats which are like by themselves. He was sitting by himself on a single seat. Yeah. I was sitting, and I heard him like hawking, like all this kind of stuff. I was like, oh, what's going on? I looked around, and he blew his nose in his hand. And he showed it to me, and it was like green all around. And he went, and
No.
Still to this day, if I think about it too much, it really, really makes me.
Oh,
gosh. It's literally like one of my kryptonites, that green. It really makes me feel sick. I don't know.
I'd rather deal with vomit than like.
Yeah, I'd poo. I'd rather poo, I think.
Or poo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross. Why did you do that?
I don't know. By the way, Rosie, that nipple thing has really got me. I can't get it out of my. I can't get it out of my mind.
Horrible, isn't it?
She must have screamed. She must
Oh my God. But also, I think what, you know, on our podcast, Private Parts, we talk a lot about poo and things like that. And for some reason, people are obsessed with poo.
Yeah.
Why is it always poo stories?
No idea. We made a full section in our podcast. We've got a section called Let's Talk About Shit. Where it's like, let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits and the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit.
Jay, this is what we're missing.
If we start
singing along about poo and shit, we'll be touring Wembley.
Exactly. Yeah,
but,
so many poo stories.
Yeah, but Rosie, the amazing thing about you, Rosie, is that maybe it's your radio days, maybe it's your performing days, but your little... all of that and your intro.
What, jazz intro?
No, so if you listen to the podcast, Alex, you know what I was talking about. Yeah,
jingles are important.
Jingles
to a podcast.
The jingles are insane. And
you not got any jingles? Have you got an intro music?
If we got an intro. We had blah 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 blah.
I was thinking this the other day. We do need to do some jingles, I think.
Yeah, the stings.
All right, fine, we will. Jesus, all right, fair enough. All right.
You've got a full production team. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Get on it.
All right, fine.
Let's get jingly.
But you, Rosie, I can imagine you sit there and you go, I've got a great idea for a jingle. And then you go and you like think it up and you write it and you put it together. Do you do that?
Yeah. I've done it a few times. We're not allowed to use music anymore, which is very upsetting.
Why not?
So legalities, you've got to pay a lot of money if you want to use any music. So that's hindered my creativity quite a lot, actually. We've got another section, which I haven't done for a while. We get a lot of letters from doctors about things that people have stuck up their arse.
Like what?
Like objects.
Like what? Go on, tell me.
Oh my gosh, we've had iPhone chargers.
No,
we've had. Yeah. What was the main one?
Which bit? Like the plug?
The full thing.
Ooh.
Sorry, and the wire.
The full plug. And the wire. Yep.
Do you know what I heard yesterday? Do you know what I say? Apparently your anus can stretch to 7 inches wide before causing damage. And ferrets can get inside holes which are 3 inches wide.
So you can get two ferrets
inside your arsehole if you wanted to.
Two ferrets in a finger.
Oh my word.
Sounds like a really weird pub.
That's a porn, that is, isn't it?
Yeah. Two ferrets, one finger.
Oh, gosh. Jesus. Do you know what it is? There'll be people who've stuck a ferret up their arse.
Stop it.
There's not. There absolutely is.
You get like a tunnel, like a tube like that.
Don't need that. You just.
Oh, and then you get like a hamster or something to go.
Just let them scurry their way in.
Yeah, they burrow in.
Sorry, one second. So you think you get people who put a tunnel into their arsehole and then put a hamster in it?
I honestly think anything you can think of has been done.
The hamster must have the shock of its life when suddenly.
Yeah, probably quite enjoys it. Goes, here we go. Got myself a new apartment.
How do you get it out?
I don't think you can.
I don't think it comes out, Jamie.
I had a friend at school who had to do it. Think it comes out, Jamie.
Yeah, it's what?
I don't think it comes out. I had a friend at school who made one of the biggest mistakes of his life. He got a daisy, and what he would do is he'd put this little trick where he'd put the daisy thing, he'd put it down his urethra, like that. So he did it as penis hole. Yeah. And it was.
Did you say piss hole?
Yeah, urethra, whatever it is. And so it looked like it was quite sweet. It was quite sweet. It was like a little daisy on the outside.
It's quite pretty.
One day he went a bit adventurous and he put the daisy first down it and then tried to pull it out and the stem came off and so it was stuck inside. That was a big day.
Why do they stick things? Why do you boys stick things in your pissy hole?
Because it's exciting.
It's horrible. I will be telling my boys about that.
It's called science, Rosie.
Science. Yous are absolutely gross. Oh, I can totally imagine that.
Someone's got.
Oh, I've got two boys, man. For God's sake.
Yeah, the hardest thing for you is when. They get to an age where they become promiscuous and then you have to, we got someone writing in where she had to, whenever she was walking down the corridors to their bedrooms, she had to bang on the walls just to know that she was, I'm coming, don't be doing anything in your rooms.
Oh no, oh
and you've got two
no.
boys, and you've got two boys.
Oh God. Like you just come in socks and everything, don't you?
I know. My friend. I have a friend who has he lived in his parents' house until he was about 24. And at 24 years old, his bed was against the wall, and his parents had to redo the whole wall because every single time he did it onto the wall, and it was ruined from the inside of his bed.
So grim.
They had to redo the whole world because so much semen was on it.
I'm sorry, that's your banned from the house for life in my eyes.
Robin, what have you been doing to my wall?
That's awful.
I'm painting, it's a mosaic.
Mummy, this is art, darling. Yeah. That's gross. That's horrible. That is horrible. Do you know what it is? I wouldn't have redone it. I'd have left it on there and I'd have said, when your partner comes round, don't be thinking I'll not be telling them that's your cruddy cum on the wall.
I think they'd enjoy it. Horrible bastard. Like, this is what I'm capable of, babe.
Oh.
Get into bed if you will.
Oh, do you know, it's funny. Get into bed. I'd run out the door. But
That's like what a mass murderer has on the wall. Just before you get killed, you're like, oh, fuck.
What's he doing now?
Oh, he's working in Australia. What were you going to say there, Rosie? What were you about to say?
In prison.
I was going to say, yeah. When I was younger, I remember going to like lads' houses. So like all the girls would maybe go around to the lads' house or whatever. And they'd just be playing on the computer. And it would fucking stink.
Computer would stink?
Just, you know, their room, their bedroom. Oh, right. And you'd be sat there and you'd, I remember even being like 13 thinking, it reeks in here, but I'm still sat here. And they'd just play on the computer and it was shite really, but yeah, smelly rooms.
Sorry, you would go to a boy's house, You would just sit in the room on the bed while he played the computer and you'd just sit there and you go, this is shit, I'm just doing it.
Sniffing.
Yeah. So not a rite of passage. I think that's a rite of passage.
I think
in life. Do you not think? Did you never do that?
Yeah, I did. I did that. I did that. And when I used to, girls used to come to my house. Yeah, you just had. They just. Yeah, you just watch what you were watching, and they would just. Yeah, that's all. Isn't that bad? There. And you sat there, just and like, then quite quiet, not saying anything.
Yeah, just what? This is all right. How was school?
Nearly passing out from the smell.
Yeah, like when was the last time you changed your sheets, mate?
Oh, hey, Rosie, listen, we've taken up so much of your time on this lovely morning, and so we don't want to keep you anymore. I do want to say, you know, from a friend point of view, it's very awesome when you see your friends achieving what you guys are achieving. And
thank you so much.
Really, and you guys are, you know, I know Chris a bit more, but you're just the most wonderful family and amazing people. So I applaud you for everything you're achieving. And I just think it's going to go from strength to strength.
Thank you so much. And you too, you're doing
from a rival perspective.
Yeah. But I hope your listeners goes down after this.
No, I really do, Rosie. So thank you so much. And I know you get asked for these things. Listen, you know, you can go and get tickets to your tour. If there's any left, you can go. Where can they get them from?
Shagmarriedannoyed.com. They're all on there. There's still some tickets available for the arena tours, but there's not loads, so you've got to be quick.
And also go and follow Rosie on Instagram because it is simply genius. If you haven't listened to their podcast, I mean, it's everywhere. You can't miss it. So go and grab it. Rosie, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. What we like to do at the end is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Oh, if you can't come in, come on.
Wow.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.